and not only does it frost the ground or the crops, but it'll freeze the ground too. Do they have a name for that? Do you ever call it a hard freeze?
Oh, I've heard the term, but it's not prevalent.
Okay.
Saying.
Okay. I just wonder if they'd ever say, we had a hard freeze last night.
Yeah. Occasionally.
Okay. What kinds of snow do they have in the wintertime? Is it dry snow or is it a wet snow?
Well, from real, real dry to real, well wet.
Okay.
Just depending on the moisture.
Do they have different names for those kinds of snow or just call them wet and dry?
Just wet and dry.
You ever hear them use the word powder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If the wind's been blowing really bad all day and suddenly it begins to kind of go down, what would you say? The wind's what?
Calm down.
Calm down. Okay. And these are just a couple of expressions. We're kind of interested in seeing what people in the area might say. If it's been a real hot day, you might turn to someone, if you're back working on the ranch. If it's been a real hot day, you might turn to
a scorcher.
A scorcher, okay. Or do you ever use the expression, it's hotter than, and have an expression with that?
Not really, too much.
Okay. Just wonder if they'd ever say hotter than Hades or something like that.
Oh, I've heard the term, yeah.
Okay. How about colder than? Would they have an expression for colder than? Some of the old timers, maybe?
No different expression than that.
Okay. Anything for drier than? When it's been a real dry time? Okay. When you take air into your lungs, you're doing what? You're breathing. Okay. One time it would be to
gas.
To, I was looking for the word breathe.
Breath
or breathe.
Breathe.
Yeah. When you haven't had rain for a long, long time, what do you call that?
A blessing.
When you haven't had rain.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, we can get rain in this country, and we never knock rain.
Yeah. What do you call it when you don't have any rain for a long time?
Drought.
Okay. Would you ever call it a dry spell? Do you remember the old timers calling it a dry spell?
Well, I've heard that.
Okay.
We usually call it a drought.
Okay. Something like hay or corn or beans that you grow out in a field, what would you call that? It would be of what? Those would be different kinds of
crops.
Okay. What would you call a crop that comes up? If a crop you came up without you planting it, we might say it would come up.
Volunteer.
Okay. What kind of trees are plentiful in this area?
Oh, the river cottonwoods, narrowleaf cottonwoods, down here, and then of course the mountains. We have all kinds of evergreens. Engelmann spruce, blue spruce, and balsam, and lodgepole, and a lot of different pines.
This cottonwood, you see it all over Colorado.
Wild choke cherry is prevalent in this country.
You have anything like a sycamore?
No. Well, I suppose they do occasionally. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Sycamore.
Okay. A bunch of trees that are growing together, you'd call that a what?
A grove.
Okay. What are the things that people plant around their house, the smaller bushes and brushes that people will plant around their house?
Shrubbery.
Okay. Or the short for shrubbery would be just a...
Bushes?
Okay, or would you ever just say S-H-R-U-B-S?
Shrubs?
Yeah. Okay.